Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedenick.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the days of our lives.
It is Friday. It's the 3rd of July, 2015, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We are broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM from the Palatial News Student Nest on the Musqueam territory of Oaksend, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On today's program, it's our first show from our new home. It still has that new studio smell. So let's run it through its paces and see what this baby can do. Arr! We got lots of great music, lots of local music, and our usual rundown of what to do and where to go this weekend. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. Well, here we are, folks. We're in the nest. We have made the big move, and we're in the new home, and it is really cool in here. Got a big window looking out over the arcade or the place inside the new Student Union building here at UBC. It kind of feels like that student radio station on Veronica Mars, you know, where you overlooked where everybody ate their lunch. It was it's a pretty cool place. Happy to be here. And looking forward to, 48 years of student radio from our new location. I want to congratulate everybody who made such a big success of the transition from the old building to the new building last week. Wish I could have been there, had other stuff I had to do and couldn't get out of it, but congratulations for making this work. It's going to be a lot of fun. Let's get right into the music. This is a special dedication request for a friend of mine from Winnipeg. This is The Weaker Thans.
Late afternoon, another day is nearly done. A darker gray is breaking through a lighter one. A thousand sharpened elbows in the underground. That hollow, hurried sound of feet on polished floor. And in the dollar store, the clerk is closing up and counting loonies, trying not to say, I hate Winnipeg. The driver checks the mirror 7 minutes late. The crowded rider's restlessness enunciates. Guess who sucked? The Jets were lousy anyway. The same route every day. And in the turning lane, someone stalled again. He's talking to himself and hears the price of gas repeat his phrase. I hate Winnipeg. And up above us all, leaning into sky, a golden business boy will watch the north end die and sing, I love this town. Then let his arcing wrecking ball proclaim, I hate Winnipeg.
I catch you looking at me sometime and get these images in my head of us intertwined.
Sun, strawberries and it burns so strong. In the autumn fields where the sun hangs low, it sets the land on fire in the coming snow. Thank you.
That's Johnny DeCourcy in a song called Southern Plain. We also heard Wilderness of Manitoba, Winsome Kind, and we started that set off with The Weaker Thans, One Great City. That's for you, Matthew. Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio, and we're going to take a look now at the call board, what's going on in terms of auditions, calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. If you have a notice that you'd like read on the air, you can share it on the Dave Radio Facebook page or email it to daveradiopodcast@hotmail.com. This is A Spoon, a brand new film studio opened up by friend of the show, Joel Ashton McCarthy. They are doing a 48-hour film competition next month. It's later this month. It's called Run and Gun. And over the weekend, you'll get a chance to put together your own movie and write, shoot, direct, edit, and post-produce in 48 hours. And they're looking for actors. So if you are already part of a group, get yourself together and get the thing out. But if you're an actor and you just want to jump in and act in somebody else's film, they have a sign-up roster that you can get involved with. So if you want to know anything about the Run and Gun 48-Hour Film Contest, if you want to enter as a group, if you want to enter as an individual actor, go to thisisaspoon.com. I'll read that to you again. It's thisisaspoon.com. United Players is having auditions for their winter production, People, by Alan Bennett, the Beyond the Fringe guy who also wrote Madness of King George. And this is directed by another friend of the show, the great Adam Henderson. It'll be on at the Jericho Arts Center in November. The auditions are in 2 weeks. No, 1 week. Week and a half. Tuesday, July 14th at the Jericho Hill Center. Not the Arts Center, but the Jericho Hill Center close to the West Point Grey Academy. They're looking for women and men from all ages, from 17 to 70s. English accents are an asset, but you know what? If you can't do it, but you can still play a strong character, get out there anyway. Adam's going to be mad at me for saying that, but I don't care. If you want to get involved with People by Alan Bennett at United Players, you contact Andre. Her number is 604-224-8007, and she'll set up an audition time for you. You know, I'm loving this new studio. It's just, I feel so much more comfortable here. It's really wild. Okay, the next production is Momentum, the Youth Arts Festival, 2015, produced by the Arts Council of New Westminster and Massey Theatre. It happens this fall in October, and they are looking for people now. If you're a dancer, musician, writer, slam poet, actor, painter, or have anything to share with the world, send them an email. It's momentum.programming@gmail.com. The deadline is July 10th, so you have a whole week to get your stuff together. And if you want more information, you go to momentumyouthfest.com. That's momentumyouthfest.com. Applause Musicals in Concert. This is a great group. They take either difficult to produce or shows that just have way too many casts to be able to afford to do it properly, and or as it was originally written, and they just break it down to its essential components, which are the songs, and they present the songs as a concert. The next one they're doing is Rodgers and Hart's The Boys from Syracuse, which is a musical adaptation of Shakespeare's Comedy of Errors, which coincidentally is on stage in full production at Bard on the Beach this summer. But if you want to be part of Applause Musicals in Concert, they hold auditions next week, July 12th and 13th. And if you want more information on that, you can go to applausemusicals.com and go over to the audition and performance tab. Metro Theatre is doing Heatstroke by Eric Chappell in September, and this is a breakneck pace kind of comedy farce thing. And it's they've done most of their casting, but they're still looking for two actors. They want a guy around 50 to play Howard Booth, and they want a woman in her mid-20s to play an actress named Dodie, who is also Howard's girlfriend. And so if you want to know more about that, go to metrotheatre.ca. White Rock Players are auditioning for their Christmas panto. They're doing Cinderella this year, and the auditions are it was last week. What am I doing? Okay, well, check with White Rock anyway. They might still need some people. And Metro Theatre's panto, their auditions aren't until September, late August. But they're doing Sleeping Beauty this Christmas, so check out for that. So that's our list. If you want to know about any of these specifically, you can go to VancouverActorsGuide.com or Vancouver Public Library at VPL.ca. And there's now a Vancouver Auditions page on Facebook, too, that you can check out. We're going to come back in just a minute. We're going to play some music from Big John Bates and Rude City Riot, and we're also going to preview Shake-O-Rama 2 that's happening tonight and tomorrow night at the Wise Hall. So stick around. We'll be right back.
Interested in NGOs or the nonprofit sector? Want to teach in another country? How about a position in the commerce or engineering sector? Do you want to travel abroad and have a life-changing experience? Isaac UBC offers different internships for all kinds of specialties. We are looking for students interested in fields such as the HIV/AIDS pandemic, community empowerment, business administration, education, environment, and sustainability, and much more. If you're interested in working abroad or helping out on campus, please contact ubc.aiesec@gmail.com. That's ubc.aiesec@gmail.com. It's up to you.
Let's listen in as one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio. Let's see here. God. Oh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Oh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
Well, I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Isn't there anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
Oh, yeah. That song will never go out of style. At the Wise Hall this weekend, it's the second annual Shake-O-Rama. This is a showcase of some of the great bands that are signed on to Shake Records. We're going to hear from, tonight there's Fist City, Nervous Talk, Defectors, Surprise Party, Shakes, Novel, Kim Gray, The Archaics, The Gulps, Dry Heave, Power Buddies, all kinds of groups I've never heard of before. Tomorrow it's Twin Crystals and Boats and The Jolts and The Pretties and The Catholic Girls and Psychosomatic Itch and a whole bunch of other bands. So it's just like there's 20 bands going to be playing over two nights. It starts at 4:20 in the afternoon. I wonder why it starts at 4:20. I won't bother to guess. And it goes on all night tonight, and then it starts again tomorrow night, and it goes until 1 o'clock in the morning on, show starts 4:20 Friday, and 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. So there you go. So 4:20 today, 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon at the Wise Hall. We're going to hear probably about three of those bands. The first one is headlining tomorrow night. This is Boats. There you go. That's Defectors, and they're going to be playing tonight at the Wise Hall, along with about 20 other bands at Shake-A-Rama 2. If you want tickets, they're only $15 ahead of time and $20 at the door. And you can get them at Neptune, Zulu, Dandelion, or Horse Records. And you can also get them online at experienceshake.com. Let's see here. What else? We all just let you know, we also heard from Fist City and Boats, and they'll be playing there as well. Like I said, about 20 or 30 bands all to celebrate Shake Records. Lots and lots of fun. If you know somebody that's between the ages of 11 and 15 who's interested in radio, we have a new thing going on here in collaboration with the University Neighborhood Association. It's CITR Radio Camp. You can come down to the station. You can learn to host your own show or podcast. You can interview experts. You can interview your favorite bands. You can interview your favorite teacher. Whatever you want to do. If it's radio involved, we'll show you how to do it. It's a day camp. It's going to be happening right here at the new home of CITR at the Student Nest. We'll teach you how to record, how to edit sound, how to do an interview, how to use our boards, how to host your own show. No experience necessary. Just eager enthusiasm. We'll show you how it's all done, and there's only a few slots left. So, it does cost money. It costs $150, but if you can scrape that together, it's well worth it. You can learn all about independent media. Spend a week here at CITR, and it's happening in a week, July 13th to Friday 17th, 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock each day. And if you want to know more information, you go to CITR.ca. And go click on the homepage, and there will be all kinds of information about CITR's first broadcast camp. Anyone ages 11 to 15 is more than welcome to. not everyone, because we only have 4 slots left. But you know what I'm saying? It's going to be fun. It'll be great. You'll have a ball. All right, what else are we doing? Let's get some more music now. This is an old friend. Well, I've known them for about a year, but they're great. It's Big John Bates.
can wait and we can see if we can start a life. Save up for the things we need and build a house among the trees and start it right. Oh, I say to you, what are we waiting for? Oh, I say to you, what are we waiting for?
That's Fred Kelly and a song called Family, Oh Family. Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. CITR 101.9 FM from the brand new palatial student nest on the University of British Columbia. Okay, I've done enough stalling. What was I going to talk about? Oh, yes! While we're doing the show, we already did the auditions thing, but of course the library website fired off another list, and we got a couple other things we didn't mention before. Arthur Miller's Death of a Salesman. White Rock Players are doing that one, and their audition is Sunday, July 5th at 2 o'clock. They're looking for 8 men and 5 female actors. And go to the White Rock Players Club website for more information about that. And on the North Shore, Deep Cove Stage Society is doing a play called Are You Sure? A Psychological Drama by Samuel Bobrick. And that show is going on in October, and their auditions are Tuesday and Wednesday at Lyons Gary Ham Court in North Vancouver. And what are they looking for? I have to sneeze. Excuse me. That one caught me. All right. Okay. Just have to recover from the sneeze. Now, let's see. Well, yes. Deep Cove Stage Society. They're doing, they want 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 characters, men and women. Holy smokes. I got the switch button off on that one anyway. Let's just play some more music while I keep sneezing. This is Rude City Riot.
Well, you see, Rude City Riot and Arsenic Clash. When the Reaper call you, you're going. You can't come back.
Prepaid cell phone ring, clients on the wire. Plans are gonna change tonight, my service is required. Dark alley we go, they pass the envelope. Always demand half up front, the Marcos cash for dough. It's been a long time since my first one. I make a living.
contract keeper. Get paid to put the hit on you.
You can't escape.
I am the Reaper. Standing before the Weeper. Your execution's overdue.
Mama, don't cry.
Target in my sight. Peacefulness won't last. Live the calm before the storm. I let the tension pass. Blank expression stare. He drops down to his knees. Cocked and pointed at his head. He grovels, Mr. Please. It's been a long time since my first one. I make a living killing people on the run. I got no feeling except for my guns. Get off on seeing the look on the faces, stuck.
Watch out.
I am the Reaper. I am the contract keeper. Get paid to put the hit on you.
just like that. It just stopped. Just like that. It's one of those live albums where the next track just sort of blends into the other one, but they don't warn you ahead of time, so it just stops. Anyway, it's Dolly to Dublin from Live at the Commodore. I'll remember that next time I play this song, I tell you, I promise. If you're looking for something to do this weekend and it's just too damn hot to do anything, because it's just too damn hot to do anything, I got a few shows in air-conditioned comfort for you. First of all, the one I'm in is still going on at Studio 700 at the CBC. It's Now Theatre and Chimera Collective's presentation of The School for Scandal of Vancouver. It starts at 7:30. It's on, like I said, at 700 Hamilton, CBC, and shows tonight, tomorrow, and we close on Sunday night. This is a modern adaptation of the classic British comedy from the 1770s, School for Scandal going on. And on the big screen at the Rio, also in air-conditioned comfort, they're doing a Mad Max triple bill tonight. Not the new one. These are the classic three, the original Mad Max. You know, I didn't check ahead of time, but I'm going to see if they're using the original Australian dialect or if it's the one that's been dubbed into American the only one that we got to see when it first came out. But that's on at 7 o'clock, and then at 9, it's Road Warrior. And then the midnight show is Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome for all you Tina Turner and Leather fans. And then tomorrow night they're doing The Godfather, parts 1 and 2. They're not giving you the part 3 at all. It's just part 1 and 2 starting at 6:45 at the Rio. And then Sunday afternoon you can watch the Women's World Cup final in air-conditioned comfort in your favorite seat at the Rio, and that kicks off at 4 o'clock. So, aside from my show and the stuff at the Rio, that's all I'm going to tell you about right now. I think Theater Under the Stars starts in a couple of weeks. They're doing Oliver and Hairspray, and that's always worth checking out. The Arts Club's got Godspell going on and Les Miserables next week if you've got money to spend on that kind of stuff. But otherwise, just, you know, go out and go out and have fun. It's summer. It's the weekend.
Vancouver Reloaded, playing your favorite tunes and mouth-humping your ear holes full of voice talk. Yeah, we do that.
Whoever said money can't buy you friends obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the Friends of CITR card with incredible discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, RX Comics, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, the Wallflower Modern Diner, and Woo Vintage Clothing.
To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to citr.ca.
I almost forgot. It's the Dancing on the Edge Festival this week. Holy smoke. How could I have let that one slide by? For now until next week, the 11th of July, performance is going on all over town, including the Fire Hall Arts Center, the Dance Center, Granville Island, Vancouver Playhouse, Parkside Park, and Rec Beach. So I ran out of time. I can't tell you who's happening, but it's all kinds of great Vancouver and BC dancers and choreographers and musicians. And it, like I said, it's happening all over town. Get details at dancingontheedge.org and catch something, because there's some really great work going on in here. So that's it. That's our first show from the new home. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Special shout out to all the great Canadians, more than 300 of you, who climbed to the top of Mount Seymour at dawn on Wednesday morning to greet Canada Day with a rousing rendition of our national anthem. Thanks for doing that. Also, congratulations to friend of the show, Genevieve Fleming, for being chosen as New World Theater's resident producer for the upcoming year. Genevieve is a talented theater artist with real vision and will make a great addition to the team at New World. Way to go. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send your details to us at DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com. And to keep up to date with local indie performing arts, like us on Facebook, and we'll let you know what's going on. Stick around. Eleanor's here somewhere with Femme Concept. And who knows? Or no, Erica's here. Erica is here. Eleanor's here too. Holy cow, they're both here. They have been reunited, and it's going to be so exciting. And don't forget, Napkin Boy at 3:30 with Nardwar, the Human Serviette presents. We made it. We're in the new home. We're going to be here for a while. Thanks for being here. See you next week.
Station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Whoever said money can't buy you friends obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the Friends of CITR card with incredible discounts on Commercial Drive and other areas at
Bill and Rattle Music Limited, High Life Records, People's Co-op Bookstore, Audio Pile Records, Bad Bird Media, Band Merch Canada, Vancouver Music Gallery, and Pandora's Box Rehearsal Studios.
To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to citr.ca.
CPS Sexual Assault Support Center is happy to present its new collaboration with My Sister's Closet, a social enterprise of battered women support services. The SASC's Got Consent clothing items will be sold at My Sister's Closet, located at 1092 Seymour Street in Vancouver. The Got Consent initiative is a preventative campaign that creatively touches upon the necessity for consent to be present during all sexual encounters. The Got Consent branding is visible on a variety of clothing items, including t-shirts, underwear, and tank tops. It's also available at the SASC and the UBC Wellness Center in the sub, in addition to at My Sister's Closet. For more information on the Sexual Assault Support Center at UBC and the Got Consent campaign, go to ams.ubc.ca/SASC.
Hello, what's up? Woo. You are listening now to Femme Concept here on CITR Radio, broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam Territory at the University of British Columbia. And oh my gosh, this mic sounds so good. I wish you could hear it, but you don't have headphones yet. My name is Eleanor.
My name is Erica.
And we are the hosts of this show. Every Friday from 1 to 2, we started things off today. First song in the new space. Very exciting. That was last week. That was the track Sparks by the band Beach House. And that is that's the first single they've released off of their album, their fifth studio album that will be out at the end of August. It's called Depression Cherry. And very exciting that's happening. What did you think of that? Was that the first time you heard it?
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
It's just like Beach House.
Exactly. But it's like different though, you know?
Yeah. And it sounds a little bit more scratchier,